I Looked Under the Hood. Hello, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the host of the Christ Confidence Podcast. This past week, I had something not so fun happen to me. See, I was at work, my husband had dropped me off, and he went to pick up food. While he was in a drive-thru line to get me a salad, lo and behold, the motor started making a noise. Tick, tick, tick. In the few minutes it took from the time he placed the order until he was actually paying for it and picking up the food, the noise became very loud, and then the car quit. Just a few moments, less than 5 minutes of warning, and that was it. The car had died. Well, it's in a drive-thru in the middle of town on a Saturday evening. He's tried to look at what he knows to fix on it, and he's like, this is beyond my expertise. We're going to have to take it to the garage. The garage isn't open until Monday. So I had to make arrangements with the restaurant to say, please don't have my car towed. I'll have it towed on Monday. So when Monday rolled around, we called the local garages, found one that would look at it within the next 48 hours, and got the tow truck to head and take it that way. Wasn't a short ordeal, and then the next day, I got the bad news. It was the motor. It was completely shot. And to replace the motor was going to cost more than $12,000 after all the taxes and everything was paid. What's an older car? It's a 2006 model, so I didn't want to invest that much money in it. So now started the process of finding a good used car that would hopefully get me just as many miles as the previous one had. So we went and looked. First one car and then another. The first car I looked at was absolutely immaculate. And while it was a few years old, it looked like it could have been a brand new car, as if no one had driven it. No stains, seats were perfect, carpet was perfect, no tears in the upholstery. On the outside, no scratches, no dents. It could have been in the showroom. But then we stopped and looked under the hood. And that's when my husband found that the drive shaft that actually engaged the four-wheel drive, it was an all-wheel drive vehicle, but that actually engaged it to be in four-wheel drive, it was missing. And that meant there was some other major problem going on, that they had to take that off so that it would run at all. And then he kept looking and found it had an oil leak, a pretty substantial oil leak. And that was a potential another bad motor. You see, we stopped and we looked under the hood. If I would have just looked at the outside, I would have bought that car immediately. It's prettier than the car I ended up buying. This car I bought, while it's nice, and in fact, no doubt a better vehicle, see, it's going to have the bumper replaced. Because somebody hit the plastic bumper, and they're all plastic now, aren't they? And it's got some cracks and some dents in it, and scratched up. And they didn't do any major damage to the frame, but cosmetically, it doesn't look as nice. It's got some more scratches on the side. It's just got some more cosmetic flaws. But when we looked under the hood of this one, no leaks. Drivetrain looks great. Motor runs smooth. Transmission shifted with no problems. Everything looked to have been well maintained under the hood. What about us? Are we looking under our hood? Because we can look great on the outside and be falling apart on the inside. How about you? Are you falling apart on the inside? Because if we're falling apart on the inside, we've got something out of alignment with what God wants for our life. And as soon as we are out of alignment, we're falling into sin. Sin of any kind. Whether it's dishonesty, whether it's adultery, whether it's financial infidelity, whatever is going on, and God is not in it, we're not at peace. And under the hood, things aren't running so smoothly. Maybe it's manifesting itself as things like you can't sleep at night, or you can't have peace, and you have continual anxiety and stress. And the burdens of life seem too strong. Look under your hood today. When you go look in the mirror, don't just look at your hair. Don't just look at your makeup, wear makeup. Don't just look at your clothes and how they're fitting you. Take a minute and look. Look deeper. And ask yourself the question. How are things running under the hood? You see, God looks at man's, not as his appearance, but as his heart. We learn that when we go back into 1 Samuel. And we learn about the difference between King Saul and King David. You see, King Saul had the outward appearance of everything Israel wanted in a king. He was tall and strong, and physically he stood out from all the other Israelites. But he didn't love God the way David loved God. And he even tried to kill David multiple times. And he tried to lead Israel astray from following God. And David was the opposite. He seemed shorter, stockier, ruddy in appearance, right? But his heart was a heart after God's own heart. He loved the Lord. And yes, even David faltered and sinned. But his love for the Lord was greater, and in so much that we can remember it today. What about you? What's driving you? What are your underlying motives? Is it to serve God with all your heart, mind, and soul? Or is it simply to serve yourself? There's nothing wrong with taking care of ourselves. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't take care of our bodies or we shouldn't do our best to look our best every day. But is there a time? There's never a time, I should say, when we shouldn't take care of our soul first. If our soul is in disarray, everything else will be too. And it doesn't matter how it appears to someone else. God will know that truth. And after you take a look at yourself, make sure you're taking a look at other people and you're trying to see them as God sees them and not just as the world sees them. If you see a man and he's covered in grease and oil, do you look down on him and be like, oh, I don't want to be near that person? Or maybe one that's covered in dirt and mud and you're like, oh no, I don't want to be that around that person. Maybe they even smell because they're sweaty and stinky. Well, what if they're sweaty and stinky and dirty because they've been out working all day? Maybe they're the ones that stopped on the side of the road to help someone else whose vehicle's down and help them get back on the road. Were they being a bad person then? Of course not. They were perhaps even serving God by serving someone else. But yet, as humans, sometimes we immediately want to jump to the conclusion and see that person differently. So make it your goal this week to see people as God sees them. Because you may even find that the person that looks the prettiest on the outside is messed up the most on the inside. And that what you're seeing is not the real person. Because perhaps their heart is not in alignment with God at all. And perhaps they're creating problems for other people because their heart's out of alignment with the Lord. Because after all, don't most of our problems come because of our own sin or someone else's sin that affects us? So let's make sure that we are striving to keep a clear mind and a pure heart directed towards God. Thank you for listening this week. Let us close here in prayer. Father God, Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you are the Father of all, that you see us as others cannot, and that you know us on a deeper level, perhaps than we even know ourselves. Lord, this week, guide and direct us in a way that we can look under the hoods and see into our own hearts, our own minds, our own soul, and judge our own motives, Lord. And may we then be directed and guided by you in the direction you want us to go in every action, in every word that we do for this week and every week hereafter. Lord, help us to remember to renew our minds on a daily basis, Lord, and to give our hearts to you anew every single morning as we wake up. Lord, we thank you and praise you that when you see under the hood, you just love us anyway. Even when you find the mess, even when you see our mistakes, that you have mercy on us and you guide and direct us into a better path.
onto your path and into your ways. Lord, help us to see everyone else as you see them, and help us to shine your glory into this dark and lonely world. We thank you and praise you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right, my friends, take a look under your hood and do it on a regular basis. Let's see what else comes. And hopefully next week I'll be back with another episode of Unleash Your Christ Confidence. And hey, if you haven't already checked it out, if Italy is your dream vacation, then make some plans to join us this September for the Christ Confidence Conference in beautiful Italy. We're going to learn about some of the places Paul went while we enjoy the current culture, atmosphere, and of course, the wonderful food that is Italy. Until I see you again, my friends, may you be blessed.